Hi, welcome to day 26 of the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-Day Coaching System. This is Nancy, and if you look in your manual at number one, it says, list at least five people or things that you are grateful for having in your life right now. Pick one person and make a plan to tell them how grateful you are for them. And as we've woven through this entire 30 days, we've talked about gratitude. We've asked you to write down at least once or twice a week things that you're grateful for. And we've discussed why you want to have an attitude of gratitude, how that ends up bringing better things into your life. But I've noticed that, you know, when it comes to gratitude, sometimes we tend to forget the people that are closest to us. You know, we save our best behavior for strangers. We say please and thank you, you know, to people we see every day on the street. But then we come home and sometimes we forget to say please and thank you, the real basics of kindness and gratitude, to the people that are closest to us. So maybe today is a great day to look around and, you know, see when you've last said thank you to your spouse, your partner, your children, maybe your siblings, and really acknowledge the people that are closest to you in your life. I promise it'll leave you in a better frame of mind and probably surprise them and maybe make their day a little better. Number two is your short-term goal. Again, we're at day 26, so this is real. I mean, we're really getting, you know, down to the wire here. Hopefully, whatever goal you've set for yourself, these actions and activities you've taken every day have gotten you much closer to it. Maybe you've already accomplished it. If so, I hope you created another goal. Then the caller activity that will get you closer to your short-term goal. And here's the thing, you know, the other day I had this thought that sometimes there's a call we need to make to somebody. It's not about prospecting, but something that's just undone with someone. You know, maybe something you said you were going to do and you didn't do it, or a bad conversation you had where you were just left with a bad feeling. Sometimes clearing the air on something like that, you know, with a phone call or a letter, can really release some negative emotions that you have pent up and can really accelerate your business, your life, etc. Because your energy, your mental energy ends up being drained by these types of undone things. I remember I heard a quote once that said, there's nothing as exhausting as an uncompleted task. And like I said, sometimes that task involves other people and it's something that we need to clear the air. So if there's anything like that that's hanging over your head, maybe today's a good time to, you know, to handle that. Number four would apply the story that is creating your fear or hesitation. Maybe you don't think they'll be receptive to your phone call. So then use the tools to challenge that story and then push through and make that phone call. My guarantee is that you will feel so much more peace after you do something like that. And then again, remember to acknowledge your success. Okay, end of day 26. We're getting close. I'll talk to you soon.